Now, as far as hypnosis is concerned, how does that happen? Hypnosis basically means that we have, in modern psychology, they talk about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. We could say that we could basically refer to it as the intelligence or conscious awareness. Let's not conflate the two models. But basically, normally I control my mind. Or rather, I act according to my intentions. Say right now, you're sitting here, you're hearing the answer. After the class gets over, you will get up and you will go for prasadam or whatever, wherever. So now, we have a conscious aspect of our mind which chooses and then acts. During hypnosis, this decision-making aspect of the mind, that is silenced. And then the other person starts making decisions for us. So what happens is, normally we evaluate. Somebody tells, no, now go to sleep. Do I want to sleep or do I not want to sleep? But during hypnosis, the deliberator, the decider, deciding aspect of our mind, that is calmed down. That is silenced, you could say. And then that person takes control of us. So now, at one level, anybody can hypnotize anyone. You could say even a very powerful public speech. That is at one level, one kind of hypnotization. There are some people who are great orators and they can whip up emotions in people. People might sometimes, of course, some orators can do act negatively also. People just come for a talk and then at the end of the talk, if that person is given a passionate talk, people may be frenzied. They may go on riots. So what has happened? They are not thinking themselves. Their thinking has been taken over by someone else. So basically, when another person influences us, we use the word hypnotizing. Oh, the talk was hypnotizing. We get captivated by it. We get influenced by it. So that is in a generic sense. So we can say that hypnosis is that in a generic sense, where one person influences another, with the other person's critical faculty going off, and that person just subjecting oneself to the other person's control. That is hypnosis. In a specific, that can be generically called hypnosis. Specifically, when A works on B, and now there is A who has a particular mind. By mind, I mean a subtle body. B has a subtle body, and there's an interface between the two. So there are now some people are more hypnotizable than others. That means some people, their critical awareness is very high. So if their critical awareness is very high, then even if somebody else tries to hypnotize, it will not work. Or it will take a long time to work for it. Some people, their critical awareness is very low. So if somebody tries to hypnotize them, they will be more easily hypnotized. Conversely, as some people's capacity to hypnotize is also more. That means they speak, they act, they talk, they think, they gesticulate. In a particular way, the other person gets captivated. So hypnosis basically means that one person takes over the control of the other person's mind. But how much that can be done, that will depend on both that person's particular. So by their own karma, some people may be more hypnotizable than others. That means that's a weakness within them, you could say. And by their own karma, some people may be capable of more hypnotizing than others. Of hypnotizing others more. So that's how hypnosis works. So we still have our free will. We still have our intelligence by which we can evaluate. But that intelligence is temporarily silenced. And we act according to other persons. Desire. Okay.